Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Speak Like Churchill, Stand Like Lincoln by James C. Humes is a practical guide to persuasive public speaking, built around lessons drawn from celebrated leaders, reformers, and statesmen. Humes, known for his work as a presidential speechwriter and communications expert, uses well-known historical examples to show how great speakers prepared, structured arguments, and delivered words that moved audiences. Rather than treating eloquence as a mysterious gift, the book frames it as a trainable set of habits, disciplined preparation, strategic wording, confident physical presence, and an ethical sense of purpose. Readers can expect an accessible, technique-focused approach that connects famous names to actionable methods for modern presentations, interviews, meetings, and ceremonies. The emphasis is not only on what to say, but also on how to say it, from voice and pacing to posture and timing. Overall, it aims to help ordinary speakers borrow timeless methods and apply them to everyday professional and civic communication. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, preparation as the hidden source of effortless speaking. A core message of the book is that powerful speaking usually looks spontaneous only because the groundwork is thorough. Humes highlights how admired speakers treated preparation as a craft, researching the audience, clarifying the purpose, gathering supporting facts, and rehearsing until the delivery felt natural. The practical takeaway is to replace vague practice with structured readiness. That includes defining one central point the audience should remember, identifying the emotional outcome you want to create, and selecting a few strong supports rather than a pile of weak ones. The book also stresses that preparation is not just writing a script. It is anticipating objections, planning transitions, and deciding where emphasis will land. For modern readers, the lesson applies to boardroom updates as much as keynote talks. A speaker who prepares well can adapt when conditions change because the argument is understood, not memorized. The result is confidence that does not depend on charisma alone. By treating preparation as a repeatable process, readers can build reliability under pressure and reduce the fear that comes from feeling unready. Secondly, structure and clarity that carry an audience from start to finish. Another major topic is how great speakers organize ideas so listeners can follow them in real time. Humes points to the value of clear beginnings, logical progression, and endings that feel inevitable rather than abrupt. The book promotes practical structuring tools, opening with a purpose that earns attention, stating the message in plain language, grouping points into a small number of memorable sections, and using transitions that signpost where the talk is going. It also emphasizes economy. Listeners cannot reread a sentence, so the speaker must reduce complexity without reducing meaning. In that spirit, the book encourages short, direct phrasing, concrete nouns and verbs, and repetition used strategically to lock in key claims. The historical angle reinforces that audiences remember shape as much as content, a strong line of argument, a clear contrast, and a final summation that ties the themes together. For readers, this topic translates into a method for turning scattered thoughts into a coherent speech, improving not only persuasion but also credibility, because clarity signals mastery. Thirdly, language techniques that make messages memorable and quotable. Humes explores how elite speakers use language to create stickiness, the quality that makes a line repeatable and an idea durable. Drawing on widely recognized rhetorical practices, the book highlights devices such as parallelism, contrast, rhythm, and carefully placed. These techniques are not ornamental. They help audiences process and retain meaning. The book also underscores the power of specificity. Abstract claims can sound lofty but vanish quickly, while vivid detail and concrete imagery help listeners see the point. Another recurring lesson is the discipline of word choice, choosing simpler words when they are stronger, removing clutter, and avoiding phrases that dilute conviction. Humes also shows how speakers balance intellect and emotion, using language to acknowledge shared values and common struggle without drifting into melodrama. For everyday use, readers can apply these methods to introductions, toasts, campaign remarks, sales presentations, and crisis communications. A practical benefit is that rhetorical craft can be learned without changing personality. By revising sentences for rhythm and clarity, and by shaping key lines to be repeatable, readers increase the chance their message spreads beyond the room. Fourthly, delivery, posture, and presence as part of the argument. The title itself signals a major theme: how physical presence reinforces verbal meaning. Humes argues that delivery is not decoration added after writing, it is a component of persuasion. Posture, stillness, eye contact, and controlled gestures can project confidence, sincerity, and leadership. The book emphasizes that audiences read the speaker before they process the content, so a grounded stance and purposeful movement help the message land. Voice and pacing also matter. Pauses can create authority, give listeners time to absorb a point, and add weight to a key line. Variation in tone prevents monotony and signals emotional truth. The historical framing suggests that respected speakers understood the stage, the room, and the moment, adjusting volume, tempo, and intensity to fit context. For modern readers, these lessons apply to camera-based presentations and small meetings, not only large halls. The practical aim is to make delivery align with intention. When the body communicates calm clarity, the words sound more trustworthy. This topic helps readers reduce distracting habits and build a presence that supports credibility. Lastly, purpose, character, and audience connection as the foundation of persuasion beyond technique, Humes returns to the idea that the strongest speeches are driven by a clear moral and practical purpose. Historical figures who are remembered for speaking well often addressed moments of conflict, uncertainty, or transformation. The book uses that reality to stress audience-centered communication, understand what people fear, value, and hope for, then speak in a way that respects their intelligence and meets their needs. Credibility is treated as earned, not claimed. A speaker builds trust by being consistent, by grounding claims in evidence, and by avoiding exaggerated promises. Humes also suggests that persuasion is more effective when the speaker aligns personal conviction with public benefit, making the talk about shared outcomes rather than self-display. For readers, this topic encourages writing with service in mind. What decision should the audience be able to make after listening, and what responsibility does the speaker carry for the effects of the message? This perspective helps prevent empty eloquence. It teaches that rhetoric is strongest when it connects character, clarity, and empathy, so the speech feels both compelling and responsible. In conclusion, this book is best suited for professionals who present ideas, leaders who must inspire teams, students learning speechcraft, and anyone who wants to sound more confident in meetings, ceremonies, interviews, or civic settings. It can benefit a reader's life because it treats speaking as a trainable skill rather than an inherited talent. By focusing on preparation, structure, memorable language, and delivery, it helps readers reduce anxiety, communicate with greater authority, and improve outcomes that depend on persuasion, such as earning support, resolving conflict, or motivating action. It is also useful for readers who want a historically grounded lens, since it connects practical techniques to well-known public figures and the high-stakes moments that demanded clarity and courage. Compared to many speaking manuals that lean heavily on generic tips or modern business jargon, this book stands out for its emphasis on timeless rhetorical principles and the disciplined habits behind great speeches. It offers a clear bridge between inspiration and application, making it worth buying for readers who want both motivation and a usable toolkit they can practice repeatedly. If you would like to support James C. Humes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.